Let me start with the single visit endodontics. Single visit endodontics, SVE, is defined as the conservative, non-surgical treatment of an endodontically involved teeth, consisting of cleaning, shaping and obturation of the root canal system in one visit. Now we will see the most common factors which appears to be responsible for not performing SVE are as follows. There are five. Number one, doubt of post-operative in pain. Number two, fear of failure of the endodontic therapy. Number three, discomfort to the patient because he or she has to keep the mouth open for the long period of time. Number four, lack of time. There is no time to do for such a long period of time. Number five is lack of experience and equipments. Now, the second topic under this is the advantages of single visit endodontics. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 advantages. Number first is the convenience. Patient does not have to endure the discomfort of repetitive local anesthesia. Number two, treatment procedure and post-operative recovery. Inconvenience. Patient does not have to endure the discomfort of repetitive local anesthesia, treatment procedure and post-operative recovery. Number second, advantage is the efficiency. Clinician does not have to refamiliarize to the patient particular anatomy or landmarks. Number three is patient comfort. Because of the reduced number of visits and injection, it is more comfortable to the patient. Number four, reduce intra-appointment pain. In between the appointment pain that happens due to reduced chances of leakage of temporary cements, there are less chances of intra-appointment pain. What is this? Due to reduced chances of leakage of temporary cements, that is when we fill the temporary cements, it can leakage. There are less chances of intra-appointment pain. If the leakage happens, pain is there. Now, economics. Extra cost of multiple visits. Use of fewer materials for the dentist also make a single visit endodontics cost effective for both operator and a patient. Sixth point is minimize the fear and anxiety, especially beneficial for patients who have psychological trauma and fear of dentist. Reduces, number seven, it reduces incomplete treatment. Some patient do not return to the root canal therapy. SVE reduces this lesser risk, lesser errors in working length. In multiple visit, what happens is that there is a chances of losing reference point due to fracture of grinding in case of flare-ups. Or more resulting in the loss of actual working length by chewing or something like that. And the ninth one is the restorative consideration. Restorative consideration means in SVE, immediate placement of coronal restoration ensures effective coronal seal and anesthetics. So we ensure the restorative consideration. Now we will see what are the disadvantages of single visit endodontics. There are only four disadvantages which is listed here. The first one is the tiring. It is tiring to keep the mouth open for a long duration of time. Number second, if flare-up occurs, it is easier to drain. It is easier to establish drainage in a tooth which is not obturated. In root canal, as we know, in root canal procedure, flaring up is a bit common. So if flare up occurs, drainage is easy in non-obturated tooth. Number three is clinician may lack the proficiency or the efficiency of work to do so. Number four, some cases cannot be treated by single visit. For example, cases with a very fine curved calcified canals or teeth with a weeping canals. And how we will select the case? That is criteria for case selection. We will talk about it. Competent, number first, how many points are there in case selection? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 points are there. Number first is the competence of the clinician. Clinician should be able to perform all the steps of the root canal in a single visit without compromising quality of the treatment. The clinician must be efficient enough so that he or she can perform all the steps that are included in the root canal therapy in a single visit without compromising the quality of the treatment. Number second is the positive patient acceptance. Patient should be cooperative. Positive patient acceptance. Patient should be cooperative. That is, uncooperative patient in this SVE, he or she, the patient should keep their mouth wide open for a long period of time. So the patient with TMJ problems and limited mouth opening, they should be avoided. Third point is the absence of anatomical interferences. Anatomical problems like presence of fine, curved or calcified canals require more than the usual time for the treatment and thus should be treated in multiple visits rather than in a single visit. Number four is the accessibility. The teeth must be accessible easily. Teeth for single visit should have an optimal accessibility and visibility, mostly the anterior tooths. And fourth one is the availability of sufficient time. There should have sufficient time. It is a time taking procedure, so it must have sufficient time to complete the case. Both the clinician as well as the patient both have sufficient time for SVE. Number five is the pulpal status. Vital teeth are better candidates for SVE because non-vital teeth will cause flare-up. Non-vital teeth have chances of flaring up and other infections. And number seven is the clinical symptoms. We will see the clinical symptoms for the case selection. What are they? Teeth with acute alveolar abscess are good, should be treated with single visit, acute alveolar abscess. But teeth with sinus tract are good candidate also for SVE because the presence of sinus act as a safety valve and prevents buildup of pressure so that teeth seldom shows flare up. Now we will see what are the oleate criteria kya hote hain. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There are 6 criteria given by Oleate. OLIET. Number first is positive patient acceptance. Positive patient acceptance. Number second is absence of acute infection. Positive patient acceptance. Number second is the absence of acute symptoms. Absence of acute symptoms. Number third is absence of continuous hemorrhage or exudation. Absence of continuous hemorrhage or exudation. Number four is the absence of anatomical interferences like presence of fine curved needles or fine curved calcified canals. Need multiple visit. It's very easy to assess. उसके बाद है 1 2 3 4 फिफ्थ, फोर पॉइंट्स आर ओवर. फिफ्थ पॉइंट इज़ द अवेलेबिलिटी ऑफ सफिशेंट टाइम टू कंप्लीट द केस. देर मस्ट बी अवेलेबिलिटी ऑफ सफिशेंट टाइम टू कंप्लीट द केस. एंड सिक्स इज द एब्सेंस ऑफ प्रोसीजरल डिफिकल्टीज लाइक कैनाल ब्लॉकेज, लेज फॉर्मेशन और परफोरेशंस. कैनाल ब्लॉकेज, लेज फॉर्मेशन और परफोरेशन. Absence of procedural difficulties like canal blockage, ledge formation or perforation. Indications when it is done. Indication: in vital teeth it is done, uncomplicated vital teeth, fracture anteriors. Where aesthetic is the concern, fracture anteriors, patient who requires sedation every time, non-vital teeth with sinus tract, non-surgical retreatment cases, teeth with accidental pulp exposure, medically compromised patients, who require antibiotic prophylaxis, physically compromised patient who cannot come to dental clinic frequently. Contraindications of the single visit endodontics. There are 1, 2, 3. Ye aapka.